Our next session is a discussion on how Alliance is delivering in local government, and it's going to be chaired by Councillor Michael Long here, who's standing behind me. Michael represents the Lisnashara area of Belfast for Alliance. So please welcome Michael to lead this discussion. Thank you.
Morning, conference. I'm going to lead a panel on the local government and how we've led in local government over the last while. And I've got a very special group of people here. That's the Alliance Bling Brigade. We've got everybody who's got a chain in the Alliance Party is here this morning. Briefly, if you don't know who I am, I've been a councillor from 2001, and first of all in Castlereagh Borough Council, and now in Belfast City Council, where I'm the group leader. I think we want to talk about some of the areas where we've led and various issues, so I'm just going to run through a few things that maybe I've taken a lead on over the last number of years. First of all, we've stood up for equality. I remember in terms of Castlereagh Borough Council, every year we used to stand up and propose an Alliance person for the position of mayor. And every year, the Ulster Unionists and the DUP would come together to make sure that we didn't get that position, regardless of the entitlement that we had. And I think it's frustrating that we've seen years upon years in terms of the Unionists excluding other people from top civic posts. But we highlighted it every year, we changed the position, and the legislation was then brought in 2014, so that we now have the fact that we will have people elected on the basis of their electoral mandate and not on basis of which section of the community they come from. That was a major achievement that we managed to bring about. And in Belfast City Council, we just completed the circle this year. We had still a position of High Sheriff, which was elected on the position and on the basis of which Unionist shouted the loudest. And we managed to get that pushed through so that it is also, like every other position, based on electoral support. And it's interesting to see who the next person who was elected to that position was, who's happened to be on the panel here today. So I think it shows that there is a major change in what we can do with that. I think another thing that we've done and I've stood up for is respecting traditions. In the last number of years, we've had issues to do with memorabilia in City Hall. And it's been important to respect the traditions that we have had in City Hall. And over a five-year period, which have started with Maura Hendren, we managed to actually get agreement on what we would put into the City Hall. And the result is a fantastic exhibition which opened last year, has attracted massive numbers of visitors to Belfast and reflects excellently our city and the diversity within that. That is something that we delivered that would not have happened without us. Another issue that in the last year that we've really worked very hard on is our linguistic diversity policy in Belfast. So that we see the promotion of Irish, Ulster Scots and newcomer languages within the city, that they get the recognition that they deserve. And as I said last May when they came in, Marval den Uglish Presbyteriach in Erin, Talur orm taku la policy nua vel firsta averi ante eantis nogoliga ata tilta aca. As a member of the Presbyterian Church, I am delighted to support a new language policy for Belfast, which will see the Irish language being given the recognition that it deserves. Alliance is continually striving to build respect within our traditions. Another issue that I sort of rave on about a lot is openness and transparency. It used to be in Castlereagh Borough Council, you couldn't find out how much a councillor was paid in terms of their allowances. You couldn't find any minutes on any website. You had to go to the library to go and find out what a councillor had said the week before. And we didn't have any recordings of meetings. All of those things have now been brought into legislation, mainly because people in the Alliance Party have pushed for that over a number of years. And most recently, we've had audio recordings brought into Belfast City Council as a result of the Alliance Party, and also our area working groups have been recorded. Another issue is transparency, and we've looked very clearly at trying to make sure that funding in Belfast isn't just a carve-up between the DUP and Sinn Féin, but is actually based on need and strategy. And only on Thursday we met with the Northern Ireland Audit Office to discuss our concerns about that. But I have to say that the one thing in terms of leadership is that it's really important to build for the next generation. And I have to thank a large number of people. I'll just name a few. People like Hugh Thompson, Patrick Mitchell, Margaret Marshall, Sarah Duncan, Maura Hendren, and Addie Morrow, who encouraged me to stand up as the next generation. And it's my privilege in Belfast City Council to have a group of people who I've been able to work with, who have basically come into local government, most of them in the last few years, and it's been great to try and encourage them and to see what they can do. And I think the reality in Belfast is that we have the most articulate, talented group of any party in the council, and I would like to pay tribute to every single one of them. Particularly David Armitage, whose 50th birthday was yesterday. So if anybody wants to sing Buy Him a Drink later, I'm sure he'll be happy to do that. But I think probably one person maybe will stand out, and that is, of course, Nuala McAllister, who has, over the last year, done a fantastic work as our Lord Mayor with her theme of Global Belfast. And I think it's been a real privilege to serve under her, although occasionally she does get a bit grumpy if Sian and I talk too much in the council meetings. So what I would like to do then is to introduce Nuala to tell us a little bit about what she's doing in terms of leadership. So I'd like to introduce the Lord Mayor of Belfast, the Right Honourable Councillor Nuala McAllister.
Good morning, everyone. It's great to be all involved in this panel today, and it's such a privilege to be involved this year as Lord Mayor of Belfast. I may not have my chain today, but I continue that role throughout the year, no matter where I am, and try to put the positive vision across in everything that I do. But it's an even greater privilege to be here today amongst this panel of my colleagues. And we have with us the Mayor of Lisburn and Castlereagh, the Deputy Mayor of Ards and North Down, and the High Sheriff of Belfast. It's been a great honour to work alongside my colleagues on many different occasions, and I look forward to our continued work over the next 2.5 months. All Alliance, all of us in civic dignitary positions, and all given the opportunity to share the Alliance vision and message across Northern Ireland. And what an important... Hello, Finn. This is Mummy's time. And what an important time to have that leadership in local government. I see the work that each of my colleagues are doing in their each different ways every day, and it gives me a great heart, not only with my colleagues in civic dignitary positions, but my colleagues right across local government in Northern Ireland, because despite the difficult political climate we currently find ourselves in, there are plenty of positive examples of the good work that takes place when Alliance lead the way. And talking about leadership in local government, I must for a few moments turn to my colleague Michael Long. Michael is introducing the panel today, and as you heard, he outlined some of the steps that we have taken in Belfast to bring a positive vision. But Michael is not only a councillor in Belfast, he's the Alliance Party group leader. Michael is a great leader. He's a great advocate for social justice, for shared future, and for the principles and ethos of the Alliance Party. I'm very proud to work with Alliance, and our strong team in City Hall is strong only by the great leadership that he shows. So thank you, Michael. And also, I just want to say a quick thank you for the introduction. Every day I'm recognised instantly when I wear the chain of the Lord Mayor of Belfast, because everybody knows the chain and everybody instantly recognises you as the Lord Mayor. Although sometimes I do get confused because of my height and sometimes my gender, can't change those two things. But I think as soon as I put on the chain, it gives me magical powers and people instantly recognise me. And hopefully I didn't need the introduction today. But actually, I was hosting an event a few weeks ago, and there was a great organisation in the parlour, and I was doing the rounds talking to everybody involved in the charity and the great work that they do, and I came up to this one individual and I said to him, "Oh, hello, I'm Nuala McAllister, Lord Mayor of Belfast. What's your role in the organisation? Are you staff or volunteer?" And he looked down at me, he was a great big tall fellow, and he said, "Well, I'm Tommy Bowe." And I thought, oh, it happens to everyone then. Conference, I'm here today to talk to you about leading in local government. I'm in such a privileged position this year to go out with a positive message and show what Alliance really means, but I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for the people who helped get me here. That's the individuals who stepped forward in North Belfast to make sure we won that historic seat after 13 years without Alliance representation. Those same people who have been working to build Alliance in North Belfast to the point where we have almost taken an Assembly seat, not once, but twice. That will not stop us, and we will continue until we get that Assembly seat in North Belfast. There are too many of these people to name today, but without this group of active volunteers, I wouldn't be here. This year is not about me. This year is about them. And so each and every one of you, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. The broadcast that was shown at the start of the party conference today reminded us that it's easy to forget just how powerful we can be when people step forward and choose something new. And I firmly believe that that's true. And I believe that change does happen when individuals step forward and demand it. It might seem insignificant at the beginning, but with hard work and positive vision, it can grow and grow into something more meaningful. In fact, I would go even further and say that change only happens when people step forward and demand it. Regardless of the challenge, history shows that it is individuals coming together to fight for change that really makes a difference. Whether it's winning a council seat in North Belfast, or it's as big as saving the Good Friday Agreement, it is us, you and I, sitting in this room today that must step forward and make this happen. And what starts small will always grow big. In 2012, when we first started campaigning to get an Alliance presence back in my home in the Cave Hill, not one of us thought it would lead to a year as Lord Mayor, a year where we are able to put forward our vision and agenda on a platform that everyone could see. Not only this, but this year has coincided with the collapse of the executive and a leadership void in Northern Ireland. So not only have I had the responsibility to step in and fill that void, I've also had the opportunity to take the Alliance vision we all share to the rest of the world. Every investor I meet, I tell them about our positive vision for Northern Ireland and what we are truly capable of when we work together to build a positive future, the real spirit of Northern Ireland. So, Conference, leadership can only begin with lots of individuals coming together for change. But hopefully my year as Lord Mayor is a good example of how it can grow and become something else entirely. But the vision doesn't change. That's the crucial bit. Throughout my year, I have tried to advocate for the same positive vision that I have done since the first door that I knocked back before 2012. Nothing has changed except the platform. So where I was able to speak to one or two people at a time back then, I'm now able to speak to thousands of people at a time. Every day, I make sure to get the positive message to the people of Belfast, to show them how different things can be if we had politicians who are willing to work together and lead people forward. The vision doesn't change, just the platform to demonstrate it. And hopefully I have used that platform to make everyone in Alliance proud of what we can all achieve when we step forward and make change happen. I'm now entering into the last 2 months of my term, and I have been overwhelmed with the reception of my agenda for a global Belfast. When I speak of a global Belfast, I truly believe in its potential. I see people every day who make it a reality, people who are helping to create Belfast as an open, welcoming, and inclusive city. People who are stepping forward in their own way, without even realising it, to make this city a wonderful and warm place. Before my year, I perhaps thought that leadership was showing people where to go, but actually, I now realise that that's not the case. People are leading every day in life. Leadership is simply giving a voice to those people, a voice that's often sorely lacking in political discourse in Northern Ireland. One of the most heartening things that I have found this year is that people are responding to what I say, not because it's new, but because it's what they've wanted to hear. It's the silent majority who all work to make our home great in spite of the politics, not because of it. And that gives me great heart, because it shows me that if we connect with more people, then we can really ensure that change happens. It's just waiting to. My year has been about making Belfast open, welcoming, and inclusive. But Belfast is open, welcoming and inclusive. It is up to us to step forward and give it that voice. Thank you.
Thank you, Nuala, and as usual, an inspiring speech. Obviously, Finn was annoyed that I didn't mention him as first baby and decided to join in there. So the next person I would like to introduce is Councillor Tim Morrow. Tim joined the council in Castlereagh with me in 2011 and has been a councillor in the Castlereagh East area for the last 7 years. He became mayor of Lisburn and Castlereagh in last June, and I'd like to call forward him, as he likes to be required to be called as the worshipful, the mayor, Councillor Tim Morrow.
Thank you, Michael. You got that almost correct there. I have to say, it's a pleasure to stand in front of you here, conference, as the current mayor of Lisburn and Castlereagh, which of course is the leading council in Northern Ireland. I'm going to get beaten up by Nuala later. Just before I go on to my speech, I do want to say I've had the privilege of being at a few Belfast events, and Nuala is a fantastic representative that you have. She is very eloquent, very good with her speeches, and includes everybody. So I think give her another round of applause, please. I suppose I want to start by saying that Lisburn and Castlereagh are in a very different scenario to the councillors that are in Belfast, where they hold the balance of power. We are a group of five amongst 40, and we have to form allies to get things done, and we have to form relationships to get that done as well. So even if we joined with all the other parties, we still couldn't outvote the DUP on things. So we're dependent on picking and choosing our battles carefully so as we can stand up for the Alliance principles. But I do want to say also the atmosphere in Lisburn Castlereagh Council is totally different than the sometimes poisonous atmosphere that was in Castlereagh. I think there's a historical difference where Lisburn have been known prior to the amalgamation to share the role of mayor, unlike Castlereagh. And so that has built, and I think there's a very good relationship between all the parties in Lisburn and Castlereagh, and I'm delighted about that. It makes getting things done a lot easier. We're also not the council, because the Assembly is not aptly running, that is debating the big issues. Belfast are having to debate very big issues and stand up for policy issues. That's not really happening that much in Lisburn, and that makes it less divisive. I suppose I look at my role as mayor, I go back to why I got involved in the party in the first place, as I believe this party is a bridge-building party. And I think sometimes we don't shout that loud enough. We are the party that tries to bring people together. And to do that, I believe you need to form relationships with people. So it was my group leader, Owen Galloth, who suggested in the first week of my mayorship, a local DUP councillor had been just awarded the MBE for his services to the community. And he suggested, why don't I, as mayor, host a reception for him? So I phoned him up and asked him, would he be interested in doing this and bringing his family or anyone else he wanted along, and it would be paid for out of the mayor's budget. And he hemmed and hawed, and he eventually said, yes, we'd like to do that. So Hillary and I were the only two Alliance Party people sitting amongst 40 DUP people at this reception. Quite intimidating. But actually, it was a very, very good evening. And I was able to form relationships with DUP councillors, with DUP MLAs, and with the DUP MP for the area. Because the mayor in Lisburn and Castlereagh works quite closely with Sir Geoffrey Donaldson in that area and a lot of the events that we host. So it's important that there is a relationship there. So that is sort of the way I have tried to approach things. Some of the ways I have done tried to do things slightly differently to include everybody in the area. Every mayor traditionally in Lisburn and in Castlereagh in the old councils and indeed in the new joint council has a chaplain, and that chaplain spends 5 or 10 minutes opening the council meetings every month and indeed going to Christmas events and Easter events as well. So usually it would be a Presbyterian or Church of Ireland minister doing that, and that would be the same person that would be the church where the mayor belonged to. I decided to change that this year with the agreement of my grouping, that we should open that out and have a different person every month from a different religion. And so we have had the traditional, I had my own minister for the first month, then I had a local Presbyterian minister from Lisburn, I've had the Roman Catholic priest from Lisburn over, I've had the Buddhist community there, and we've had all areas of the area, including Dundonald and Carriduff, all represented at that. Because we're trying to say, my motto is for Lisburn and Castlereagh, that it's a place where everyone is welcome. And that's what we're trying to do. So that was one thing that I changed, and I think I've been really pleasantly surprised. I thought there might have been some councillors who may not have been happy with that or comfortable with that, seeing different religions lead us in prayer. I have been absolutely wrong in that assumption. And I brought the group leader of both unionist parties in and told them what I was going to do, and they were more than happy that I did that. So sometimes you can maybe think things are going to happen when they don't, and I've been very pleasantly surprised by that. So that's one thing that I have done. The other role for that I would say is my role in Lisburn, and it's a different role than they have in Belfast, is that I have nominated charities. And we have the ability, last year's mayor in Lisburn Castlereagh raised £92,000 for his charity. So I have nominated two charities, and those who know me would know they are going to be cross-community charities. One of them is the Corrymeela Community, a charity that my family have been involved in for many years. And the other one is Habitat for Humanity, for exactly the same reasons where my family have been involved. And I have been really, really impressed that even going to orange halls and places that I'm not comfortable or not used to going to, these people are raising money for my charities. And I think if you treat people with respect, you get respect back. And I think that's why I have always believed in the Alliance Party being a party of bridge builders. So I suppose the last thing I want to say is to thank you for having me here this morning, and thank you for your support. A special thanks goes to our party grouping, who are an exceptional bunch of people, even though there was only 5 of us and there were 7. I will not go into that. But I want to thank them for their backup and for their support through the year. But I also want to support the other political parties that have got behind me as well. The role of mayor could be a very difficult role if everyone doesn't buy into what you're trying to do. And I am very grateful that all the parties have bought into what I'm trying to do in making Lisburn and Castlereagh a place where everyone's welcome. Thank you very much, conference, and enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you, Tim. Obviously, as a Belfast councillor, I'm aware of Castlereagh. I'm not quite sure, what's this Lisburn place? I've never heard of it. I'm in trouble now. The next person I want to introduce is Councillor Gavin Walker, who is the Deputy Mayor of Ards and North Down Borough Council. In my day job, I work in the beautiful place that is Donaghadee, and I'm glad to say that Gavin is one of my local councillors, and occasionally he gets the odd irate email about dog fouling or various other issues for myself, but I'd just like to introduce him and ask him to tell us a little bit about the leadership that he's been showing.
Thank you, Michael. Good morning, conference. I'm a little bit surprised, actually, to be here so early. I thought we were going girl, boy, but it appears not. So, I want to tell you what a pleasure and a privilege it has been to represent you as a, as the Deputy Mayor and the great borough of Ards and North Down, home of golden beaches, Christian heritage, and of course, painless dentistry. So it's a place you want to come to if you haven't been there already. But it's really very interesting because whenever you put on the chain and walk into a room, people engage with you in a very different way. They don't want to talk to you about the fact that their bin hasn't been emptied for 3 weeks, as important as that might be to take care of that problem. They want to engage with you in a positive way. Because whenever you're wearing that chain, you're representing a very positive opportunity for people to engage with the borough in which they belong. And I've found people come to me and talk about their aspirations for the borough that they live in. But more importantly, how they individually or as an organisation would like to be involved with that. And so you start to learn a lot more about the borough you live in and how fantastic the people are who live there and what they have to offer and what we can bring from them whenever you work closely with them to help them meet their aspirations and partnering with them so they can own the borough in which they live. And that's something I think we can do really, really well, not only as councillors, but specifically as those of us who are considered to be civic leaders, God help us all. But that's it's not always positive, of course, because whenever you wear the chain, it does seem to attract some very unusual people as well. And I was at a dinner actually last week in Bangor, and after dinner I was standing talking to a few people in a very small huddle, which was very interesting. But out of the corner of my eye, remember this was Bangor, out of the corner of my eye, I could see a lady sailing towards me across the room. And as she exploded into the group, she said, "Mr. Mayor, it's such a pleasure to meet you." And I said, "Well, I'm the Deputy Mayor." And she said, well, next year perhaps. And she turned on her heel and headed back off again. So it's not... It puts you back in your box very quickly and reminds you exactly you're not quite as important as perhaps you thought you were. But there's one thing, actually, one of the big disappointments I had as a Deputy Mayor early on in my year was discovering that actually I wasn't being invited to all of these events because of my matinee idol good looks or scintillating wit, as important as those are, obviously. But it was because I was there to perform a very important role as part of a sandwich. And it was to be that person between the lady who says at the beginning, "Could you all take your seats, please, and you can bring your coffee with you," and the lady who's about to stand up for 15 minutes and tell the audience exactly what it was they came to hear. And in between them, there's me. But ladies and gentlemen, for that 5 minutes, for those couple of sentences on the agenda where it says, "Deputy Mayor's remarks," that audience is mine. And for that 5 minutes, I can assure you that I talked to them about positive politics, about the reasons why we should be working towards a better and more positive Northern Ireland. Because we know that in every audience we speak to, there are people who are disengaged from politics, people who perhaps have never voted for the Alliance Party. It gives us a great opportunity, a privileged opportunity, to talk about what we stand for as a party. And I want you to know that at the end of those few minutes together, those people leave knowing what we as a party stand for. And other than having Vote Alliance tattooed across my forehead, there's nothing else I can do to engage them more in politics. Because what we have to offer is a positive way forward. And what people want is a positive Northern Ireland. So those two things should marry together. But people are disengaged. People need to be re-engaged with politics, and we need to take those opportunities when we are speaking to audiences that perhaps we wouldn't normally be able to speak to do that little bit of magic, to re-engage them with politics, positive politics. Because if you were to take them to a corner of the room and ask them, "What kind of Northern Ireland would you like to see for yourself and for your children?" they would describe to you exactly the type of Northern Ireland that you and I are working so hard to create. So that's why it is so important that we re-engage with them and give them another reason to look at the Alliance Party again. And indeed, give them permission to vote for the Northern Ireland that they want. Because whenever they go into that little booth every 4 years, the dog whistle rings and they go away from what they really want and they vote for the wrong parties. They make decisions that are not based on what they really believe in. And yet they come out of there and wonder why things haven't changed. So we need to give them permission as to why they should do something different and do something positive, and permission to have the Northern Ireland that they actually want. Now, this isn't a new challenge for the Alliance Party. A number of years ago, I was out canvassing with the late Oliver Napier whenever he was running in North Down. And he was telling me about whenever he was canvassing in the 1970s in Belfast and walking up and down streets and knocking doors and really not having a whole lot of luck. He knocked this one door, the lady came to the door, and he told her who he was, and she didn't tell him to sling his hook. And he told her a little bit about what the Alliance Party stood for, and still she listened. And then he told her all about the great vision he had for a wonderful, inclusive Northern Ireland and the way things could be. And when he had finished, he said, "You know, son, I only wish the man I'm going to vote for thought exactly the same way as you do." And ladies and gentlemen, that has not changed. We still need to find ways to give people permission to vote for the Northern Ireland that they want. And I want you to know, for the next 10 weeks, whenever there's an agenda in North Down that has Deputy Mayor's remarks somewhere on it, I will take those minutes to tell them about why they should re-engage with politics, why they should re-engage with positive politics, why they should look at and vote for in the future the Alliance Party. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gavin. And next up is somebody else who's from the best electoral area in Northern Ireland, from Lisnashara. And I've seen actually that one of the most famous sons of Lisnashara has just entered the room, Alex Kane at the back there. And obviously we have a very positive, outward-looking place. With fantastic elected representatives. And I'd like to introduce you to one of those elected representatives, who is the new High Sheriff of Belfast, Councillor Carol Howard, to tell us a little bit about what she's been doing over the last few months. And unlike some of the other posts, she's actually got a wee bit longer to go right through to next December.
Good morning, everyone. It's very difficult to follow all these people who can talk without their notes. I'm going to give you a slightly different perspective on my role. So I'm Carol Howard, and I'm a councillor in Belfast. I also had the privilege in January of being selected to serve as High Sheriff of Belfast, thanks to all my party colleagues who supported me. I'm really proud to serve alongside them all. They're a great bunch. It really is a great honour to uphold this position and further promote the Alliance Party policies and values in my leadership. This year is quite special, as I will be serving my first 6 months alongside our Lord Mayor and colleague Nuala McAllister, and the final 6 months will be alongside a Deputy Mayor who will also be Alliance. So Alliance are truly leading the way in Belfast, and we're promoting the party at all times in everything that we do. I really want to continue to work alongside Nuala in promoting Belfast as a global city. Leadership is never easy, and I know only too well that the road will be definitely rocky at times, but it is important that we do not shy away from any difficult situations and questions that need asked. I was first elected in 2011 to serve on the famous Castlereagh Borough Council, so I've had a good grounding. And then re-elected in 2015, this time to Belfast, when our district moved with the boundary changes. And I represent Lisnashara, as Michael has said. I currently chair the District Policing Community Safety Partnership, and I'm a member in the East Partnership, which I also have chaired. I've been vice chair of the City Growth and Regeneration Committee, and I'm also now in licensing. 2 years ago, I chaired the Nashville Sister City Steering Group, and I led the way in reigniting our sister city links after many years dormant. Currently, I sit on the US Stakeholders Group, and as part of that role, I promote our links between Boston, Nashville, and Belfast, and encourage our education and business links, fitting in great with our Belfast agenda and our vision for a global Belfast. One of my success stories has been my work on the education links between Belfast and Nashville. I was solely responsible for engaging with schools and setting up the many student and teacher exchanges, which are now a regular occurrence, and they provide wonderful experiences for all involved, and this includes working with Queen's University and Ulster University. These are ways in which Alliance can be seen to be doing things which do benefit people. Last year, I completed a six-month Women in Leadership course, which I found so beneficial in helping me look at my leadership role and moving forward. And I hope that I can be a role model for someone, because we have so many within our party to be thankful for. And as a woman, I am all too aware that leadership roles can be challenging. We need to be confident and assertive in order to fulfil our aims and reach our goals. Chairing the District Policing Community Safety Partnership enables me, as an Alliance Councillor, to have direct input into ideas and decision-making for funding, for preventative and diversionary projects right across Belfast. And these programmes are often aimed at hard-to-reach and vulnerable young people and adults. On the City Growth Committee, we look at delivering on the Belfast Agenda and how we make Belfast a friendly, accessible and inclusive city for all, or how we continue to keep it like that. And once again, I take the lead on many of these difficult decisions where compromise must be reached. And that's where Alliance are good at, finding that compromise. In February, I put forward a motion to propose that Belfast officially become recognised as a dementia-friendly city. And this is one of my passions and one of my charities for the year. I engaged with other parties and this resulted in unanimous backing, and I am now driving these proposals forward. And this follows the great lead taken by my colleague Geraldine Mulvenna in Larne, and a result of my motion, Patrick Brown and Urien Moran has taken his lead and proposed a similar motion which has now been passed. So Alliance are leading the way in that area. To date I've met with many of those living with dementia and the wonderful members of Dementia NI. The Commissioner for Older People asked to meet with me, having heard about my work, and he is now fully supporting me and has offered his help to enable me to move forward in making Belfast friendly and accessible for those living with dementia. When I was sworn in, I said that I hoped to be a bridge builder, and I am committed to promoting the building and maintaining of bridges between all areas and people of our city so that it becomes a truly inclusive city for all. I will endeavour to show good leadership in all that I do, and that will mean sometimes tackling difficult decisions head on and asking those difficult questions, but I can assure you that I am ready for that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Carol. And this year is the first time in history that the Alliance Party has held two of the three top posts in Belfast. So it just shows the progress that we are making in Belfast. What I'd like to do now is ask a few questions of some of our panel. So I'll just get you to probably speak from your desks there. So I was just going to ask Nuala, what's been your greatest challenge so far this year?
Probably getting some limelight away from Finn. So the greatest challenge, I have to be perfectly honest, I enjoy this role so much, I love it. I'm thinking about staging a sit-in towards the end. Maybe one of the challenges that turned into a huge opportunity was how I could make sure that my Global Belfast agenda actually reached out into our festivals that we have in the city. And one of the things that I was very proud of was our St. Patrick's Day parade. When I met with a lot of the staff at City Council, I emphasised that I wanted that to really showcase a truly open and inclusive city. And we knew that it would be a challenge, we knew that it might be difficult, but you know, it turned into probably one of the biggest successes that we've had. St. Patrick's Day parade was led out by a pipe band that also marches on the 12th of July, and I was very proud, and they were so happy to be leading the parade. And we had so many different organisations from the unionist community, ethnic minority community, and people from all over the world, and I think that biggest challenge that we had turned into quite a positive experience and great opportunity for Alliance Principles to really be showcased on a day when all eyes are looking across the entire island of Ireland.
What about you, Tim?
I could be saying the wrong thing here, but actually getting the protocol right to meet Meghan and Harry was a very difficult thing. To be serious, I suppose one of the biggest events, and I think probably the biggest event that we organised this year, was the commemoration service for the Le Mans bombing 40 years on. And that was a very, very long, protracted process to get that right. For those of you who didn't know, there are commemorative windows in Bradford Court, which we had to move to Lisburn. And we found a location
And one of the things we did right from the start was to involve the victims' families, and that was key to the success of the whole thing. And actually finding the victims' families was really difficult. You may have seen the adverts in the papers trying to eventually locate the 12 families that were involved. And it wasn't until the final month, after 18 months of planning, that we got the last family involved. And some of the families are still very bitter that no one's been tried or prosecuted for these. So it was a very, very difficult one to keep everyone on board. But we managed to do it because we put them at the centre of everything. We involved the minister at Grantchow Church, which Le Mans sits opposite. And I didn't even realise when I suggested and said that he is the one that should be doing this service, that his father was the first firefighter into Le Mans. And he broke down in the middle of the service while taking the service. And he's told the story hundreds of times, and he said, I can't believe that I've actually broken down again telling this story. But that bomb had a massive effect on the community and to the people, and especially to those families. So that was the most challenging one that we've had to do to date, but also the most satisfying, that everyone came away. There was a man, gentleman, one of the family members who lost his wife in that bomb, who arrived with a speech in his pocket that he was going to get up in the middle of this service and read this speech out. And it was not a diplomatic speech, because he showed me it, but he didn't do it because he felt we handled it well, and that was very important. So that would be my most challenging but also my most satisfying, that we got it right.
Thank you, Tim. Certainly, having seen the coverage of that event, it was certainly something that seemed to be a fantastically well-organised event, and I think, as from what I can gather, the victims all seem to appreciate that. So I'll ask Carol then next, then, for mix it up a bit. What's your greatest challenge?
I thought it was Nuala next, or Gavin. I was sleeping there. Okay, well, this is an interesting one, because I think maybe this also comes into the area about Alliance making a difference to my role and toughest challenge. So in many ways, being an Alliance counsellor is at the same time one of my toughest challenges, but also one of my most enjoyable experiences. Challenge because it's tough being stuck in the middle of two bickering sides in council, trying to be the voice of reason, trying to cut out a clear way ahead, trying to get everyone on board. So that actually is quite tough. It was tough at Castlereagh, and we really were not able to move things forward the way we are in Belfast. But it is still a challenge for us, and we are caught between the rock and a hard place, because we're doomed if we do, we're doomed if we don't. But in the end, we do, I believe, as a grouping, we do make the right decisions, but they're tough decisions and sometimes uncomfortable decisions to make. So whilst I love being an Alliance counsellor, I think it can be a tough job.
And Gavin.
Yeah. Thank you. I'll follow on from that, actually, because, Michael, you'll be aware that having red hair makes you have a tendency to being quick-tempered.
Really?
And so... I promised myself at the beginning of this year that I wouldn't lose my temper with the DUP. And that has been the biggest challenge for me during the course of And so far, I've managed to hold it together. Because what Carol is saying is absolutely right. There are some times whenever you're sitting as a member of a small group, and we don't always get it right. I have to be happy to accept that. But usually we have a very well thought through, cohesive approach to various problems and issues that come up in council. But various of the other groups don't come in with that same kind of pre-thought through idea. And in the middle of a meeting, you can get some very strange ideas thrown up out of nowhere that have no evidential base to them whatsoever, and that are about to be voted on. And you think, this is completely mad. So it's been very difficult for me over this past 8 months to maintain my temper. However, 2 more months, and after that, it's open season again.
Very good. And if I could ask just, what would you say your biggest achievement was? Back to Nuala.
Biggest achievement? I think I would go back to what I mentioned about the fantastic St. Patrick's Day parade that we had. But I think one of the biggest personal achievements, because the role is very personal, I meet thousands of people throughout this year, just wonderful people, and I get to see the absolute great and good, the light and hope across the city of Belfast. And just as we are reflecting now, 20 years from the Good Friday Agreement, and a lot of young people, indeed myself, I didn't know what it was like to grow up in a conflict in society and during the Troubles. I didn't know what it was like to be too afraid to go outside sometimes. But we had many people leave Belfast for safety and security elsewhere. We had many people that went across the world to make homes in places that they thought were better. Probably one of the biggest achievements personally that I get to do during this year is I get to meet people who have come from Syria, part of the Vulnerable People's Relocation Scheme. One of the first things that each and every one of them say to me is thank you. And it really makes me so emotional, because I can't help but think, was it me? I didn't bring you here. And whilst I think we share some shame about the numbers that we take in, I think we need to realise these people are coming here for safety and security. When only just 20 years ago, people fled Belfast in Northern Ireland. But now we have people coming from across the world to live in Northern Ireland and Belfast. And that's something that during my role as Lord Mayor makes me just so proud to be representing a great, open, welcoming and inclusive city.
I thought you were going to say your biggest achievement was keeping Davy Brown and Jim McVeigh quiet during council meetings, but there we are. I've done a great job with that one as well. Tim?
And I suppose I've highlighted them all. I would actually make a sort of slightly broader statement in getting people's trust. If you can actually do that, you can actually develop someone's trust, that you're not going to have a go at them, that you're prepared to go into an area that you're not normally welcome in, and you can develop relationships with individuals. Actually, that's a really satisfying thing, that you can actually be invited into a loyalist area, a Republican area, wherever, and actually try and get things done for those individuals and those people. Because the people aren't bad, you know. The people are decent people. And I've been into many's in Orange Hall, and they are really decent people. So I suppose the biggest achievement I think I've had so far is just simply being able to gain a lot of people's trust that I wasn't sure I would be able to. But I'm very glad, I think, that I still have their trust at the minute.
Okay. I'll just move on to Gavin in terms of maybe your biggest achievement during the year.
Yeah, thank you. Well, it's actually, as a deputy mayor, it's hard to get an achievement because you don't really have agendas as such. You're very much going along with whatever the is left over from what the mayor doesn't want to do. So I suspect the deputy mayor in Belfast hasn't done very much at all. And I'm in a position also in North Down where the mayor has been very active and has been all over the borough, which is great. For us, because it's DUP, so that's going to be great for us in the future, I can assure you. So really, to be honest with you, the opportunity for a deputy mayor to actually have an achievement is fairly small. So I'll bring you back again to my having maintained my temper over the past 8 months, and hopefully we'll be able to do that again over the next couple of months. So it's really, anybody who's in this position, it's a great position to be part of. It's a wonderful opportunity to promote what we believe in, but actually achieving something in the way of an agenda is really quite limited, unfortunately.
I'm just going to ask one last question, and it's going to be a very quick answer. So I'll go to Carol first. Your most enjoyable experience. I have a funny feeling I might know what it is.
Well, now that you mention it, I think we all had enjoyable experiences yesterday, meeting Harry and Meghan. The excitement was palpable. It was actually really good for the city, and it was lovely to see the range of people out, you know, welcoming them. But most enjoyable, I guess... I'm really proud to have been able to represent the city abroad in the Nashville Education Links. That's something I've really enjoyed doing. And coming from a background where I work in Belfast Met College as a childcare tutor. I'm very interested in our education links. So that's been a really enjoyable thing, and actually welcoming the students from America here and hearing of the experiences that our students here have had whilst out there. So that has been really enjoyable for me. Yeah.
Okay, and just give the other three one sentence, just your most enjoyable.
My most enjoyable experience probably so far has been leading Belfast Pride last August, along with a number of first-timers, including the PSNI, and the absolute epitome of what is an inclusive city.
Okay. I suppose one of the most enjoyable things I've done, and because I'm not from any sort of military background, was the homecoming parade for the two rifles to Lisburn, who all came home safely without injury, and Prince Edward was there, and we had a parade in the most glorious weather. And as usual, the most enjoyable thing is you're as nervous as hell that it goes well, but it did go well, so I was delighted, and I really enjoyed it because of that.
Okay, and Gavin?
The most enjoyable thing I've done this year is being involved with so many young people across our borough. We hear so many bad things about what young people are representative of. Whenever you actually meet them and see what they're volunteering in, what they're doing, what they're achieving, it lifts your spirits and gives you a real hope for the future for Northern Ireland. So that's been a fantastic experience for me.
Thank you. Okay, thank you, everybody. So that concludes this session of the conference.